This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
This year, we've had a lot of avalanches on the mountain and elsewhere. Generally, our avalanche danger around here is immediately during or just after storms. So essentially, if it's storming out, then you can expect avalanches usually. Hi, my name is Nick Myers. I work as the director of the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center.
My name is Justy Hansen, and I'm the executive director of the Friends of the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center. The Friends of the Avalanche Center has been in operation since 2007. So the Friends group is a fundraising, a nonprofit fundraising organization. So we raise money to help support the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center.
The Avalanche Center provides 7 day a week public avalanche danger forecasting for about a 350 square mile area that encompasses Mount Shasta, west of Interstate 5, the Castle Lake and Mount Eddy region. And then east of Mount Shasta along what we call the Northeast Crest, there's a series of mountains out there. So avalanche danger forecasts, and then we also do public education. We teach basic avalanche awareness and companion rescue clinics all throughout the winter here in Mount Shasta and the North State.
In addition to being out on the field on skis, backcountry skiing, the forecasters also use the snowmobiles to access the terrain that is outside of the Bunny Flat area. So that helps them access more terrain farther away. And then we also have a snowmobile ambassador program. So there's a lot of traffic up at Bunny Flat, which is a multi-use area. So we actually have local volunteers who are snowmobile ambassadors. So they ride in designated snowmobile terrain, but are able to educate visitors about boundaries and being polite and responsible riders.
Essentially, anywhere you have snow on the ground and avalanche terrain, along with people recreating in those areas, an avalanche center could be necessary. And so back in the late 90s, they started out doing just kind of more like a narrative blog post style advisory, and it's evolved into what it is today.
We're part of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation's Giving Tuesday program. We've done that for the last 3 years, and it has had a huge impact on what we are able to do and how we're able to support the Avalanche Center. So it's been huge for us.
Those monies have really helped us and the Avalanche Center blossom. And that's kind of our main goal, is that to provide information to the public so that nobody dies. That really is the bottom line. And so far during my time at the Avalanche Center, there has not been a fatality. There have been some near misses, but no fatalities. And so that is success in and of itself, I feel like.
One of our main goals is to have a 2-year reserve fund with enough money to employ a forecaster for 2 years in the event that funding disappears. And then to continue offering really fun community events that bring people together in this small town. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. So we want to continue with our community events and building our outdoor community.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Friends of the Mount Shasta Avalanche Center. Learn more at mynspr.org.